You know what I'm saying?
Let's go, let's go, let's go, let's
yo,
go.
Yo, yo, it's your main man, J Red, a.k.a. Dude with the motherfucking fade.
And this your boy, Jamar Fresh, a.k.a. the fresh one.
It's not really looking like a fade right now. That shit looking a little rough.
I got a fade? Nah, I got a fade.
I told Josh to beat me a fifth of Paul. He came back with a goddamn pint. So
chill out.
I didn't know what a fifth was.
Chill out, chill out.
But yeah,
I ain't no drinker, bro.
This year, ain't no drinker, big fella. This year, do the trick. So y'all do me a favor, chill out and listen.
And remember, it ain't by what you heard, it's by what you listen to.
Alright.
Watch out now. You whack motherfucker. Watch out now.
You know what I'm saying?
Let's go, let's go, let's go.
Inserts DJ Polo Jones.
Drop.
Y'all, we got a special guest in the building. Friend to the room, bro. Friend to the motherfucker.
I don't know this dude. I ain't seen the man so long, bro.
I forgot he was living until I heard Savvy mixtape. Until I heard Savvy mixtape, that nigga was living, man. We got DJ Polo Jones in the motherfucking building, people.
Man, what's really good? What's good? What's good, bro? Crown me DJ.
Plugging already. Like, we just got started. How you feeling, bro?
Man, I'm feeling good, man.
You straight,
bro? Chilling, bro.
I feel like you feel relieved. Like, you got a lot of shit off your back. Like,
bro,
you know,
man, I've been going through life and shit. God damn it, they didn't want me to go through some shit. I had to wait a little
bit. I see the beard still intact with the Crown Me shirt on. Shit still ready. Polo, last show we had Savvy on this bitch.
Yeah.
But due to my dumb ass, I can't really work this shit. Like, I don't even know what the fuck I be doing sometimes.
Yeah.
So this shit got kind of mixed up, but I'm still trying to play with it. I think it'll be dope if we just have like a little radio kind of set up for it. Like listen to the tracks, you know what I'm saying? Like do that on a later show or something. But shout out to Savvy, man. I know it's always a hard time, waste of time when you
the
do
Book
shit.
Book
like
of
that.
Sav, go listen to that. Yeah, it's
Book
everywhere.
Book of Savvy, chapter 2. You know what I'm saying? We going to get y'all boys on some new shit. These niggas out here don't know hip hop.
really don't, bro. Sometimes they be going with the trend, bro. But like sometimes
the trend be good.
They be good, you know what I'm saying. But I feel like if they make some music, bro, 20 years from later, is they still gonna like the shit?
Yeah, I feel
you know what I'm saying.
They probably won't.
You feel me?
You said it's not classic.
Like, are you still gonna? Are you still like? Do you still think there's some music that people will listen to today? You know what I'm saying? Like. Cause
give me an example. Like
the genre of music is still growing. Like I ain't saying nothing to
the subgenres.
I'm not hating on nobody. Yeah. I ain't saying nobody's bigger than the other one. Cause shit, a nigga that ain't never rapped in 2 days can make a hit.
True.
And goddamn it, it still be true. You feel me? So I ain't nothing against no artists, but I'm like, all right, bro. So you still think in 20 years somebody gonna pay you to sing this song? You know what I'm saying? Like this shit don't.
I mean, everybody got their opinion. There's always gonna be somebody who
against the grain. And there's gonna be a fan base too.
Yeah.
All right. So when Pretty Ricky 50 and 60 years old, you still think they're gonna be bumping the grind?
That's how artists make most of their money going on tours, doing shows.
I feel
like,
you though.
But he said
Vanilla
he's
Ice,
MC that.
Hammer, them
but
niggas still getting paid.
Yeah, they're gonna be having to go to Atlantic City or some shit like that.
Yeah,
you know,
that's the thing. Like, all right, right now, Kevin Gates can come to Jackson. Well, I don't care if he has a bad Chance Rapper can, he would never come to Jackson. I don't think Chance, but an artist can come to Jackson now with their buzz, but wouldn't come back with their buzz 20 years from now because, like, you got to go to a bigger market because anybody know who the fuck you is. Like, you got to go to places like LA.
New York. You look at old cats like Mystical and Juvenile, like, them niggas was bumping, like.
But think about the South, too, though. Think about
they
the
coming back, they coming to Mississippi now, though, right?
Yeah, I'm just saying, road, like, but when we get old, I guarantee people our age, 20 years now, they going to go to the Kevin Gates show. Like, man, that nigga Kevin Gates at the
day. I mean, Kevin Gates be around that long. I mean, like, what's the average span of rapper, like, maybe 17 years, you know what I'm saying, before you just, like, he considers a, like, a whole
like OG.
Yeah.
Like
Cameron the rapper, but you know what I'm saying, but we don't really, I ain't even going to Cameron show. You know what I'm saying?
That's
but
the
he's
New
still
York
a rapper.
Shit. That's New York
He's still
shit.
A rapper, though.
All right, well, Crip, when we 40 and Crip, you going to go to the
now,
Crip
see,
show.
Crit is because I'm a fan of Crip. You know what I'm saying?
No, I'm saying.
I'm a fan of Crip. I'm a fan of Chad. But Kevin Gates, no. I'm not a fan. I'm a fan, but you know what I'm saying? Not as much as somebody else. We're going to see the
nigga. I know a nigga like that'll fight you right now.
For real?
Niggas love Kevin Gates for my reason. I don't like him. I ain't a big fan.
Would you ever fight somebody because of their music opinion?
I won't fight nobody.
Period.
Not period, but like over some stupid shit like that, like
music.
Yeah.
That you probably don't.
If I was Polo John, nigga said fuck crime me, I get mad.
Somebody said fuck crime me, what's gonna happen?
Like what Ice Cube and them doing in that movie?
I had to be in that situation at that time, but that's totally disrespectful.
But you know what you gotta do. Somebody say that you got to just make it. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah, you gotta make it.
Grab that motherfucker.
Like, you gotta like, get that money. You gotta make it. Like this to that nigga who said fuck crown me back in Freeland. Like, you know what I mean? You gotta make
like,
it.
Like what is he talking about?
You gotta
like,
make it. But
That ain't happen for the record. That did not happen.
Polo, man, what you been up to, bro? Because you ain't been fucking with the clique, bro.
Man, it ain't defective, bro. Like, shit, I had to get over some issues that ain't need to happen, but shit.
Life is a motherfucker.
Life, bro. Sometimes it go right, sometimes it go wrong. But you gotta keep it basic.
You still spinning this shit?
Yeah, I'm still spinning, bro. Like, I'm still on the table.
Yeah. Like,
shit. I'm still with the dream, bro. I work on my dream here. If you don't try to perfect your craft, bro, you ain't gonna really get no.
Nah, if you ain't gonna perfect that, bitch, you wasting your time.
Is it? Yeah, I'm jumping on that motherfucker when the motherfucker called me to D say, nah, bro. I ain't getting you a full and complete package, bro.
Man, I thought I saw you. Were you doing a wedding or something? Or recently?
Wedding?
Yeah, or you were doing something. I'll be seeing it on IG.
I bet them weddings be turned.
Yeah. Hey, but hey, dude, sometimes the weddings just be ass. Like, the food be like, man. Like, I can see. No, like, your budget went into her dress. You know what I'm saying? Her dress was beautiful. This food, the reception kind of ass a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Like,
if I was in this situation, I'd just cater. Like, give me 400 buckets. Give me 2,000 biscuits. But
see, get a bunch of pins,
guys. Pins, man. Straight. Pins overrated. Pins overrated.
I'm from Kim, bro. Like, shit. Like,
that's what pins from?
Yeah, Pins Fish House.
Talking to Mike.
Pins Fish House, bro.
So you can be all everywhere.
Put me on game, Polo.
Bro, you come to Kim.
Pins originate from Kim.
Yeah.
For real.
Pins,
I don't believe that, Polo.
Like, I stay right down the street from the original.
It sound like
I've been saying it like good, but I don't really believe that.
The time to kill was Shane.
Just think about it. Was it?
Yeah. My dog still falling.
You saw that?
For real.
You go back to what you were saying.
But see, like, for real though, like, Pins did originate in Canfield.
This shit overrated.
Man, the last wedding I went to, bro, they had some. Like, the food was off the fucking chain.
Yeah,
they had a dumbass salad bar. Stupid. When the wedding was over, the reception, you should walk in that bitch. They had like little appetizers hanging from like the little shrimp sandwiches and tomato on a piece of bread. It was funny because the woman was like, she was on the phone like, "What you eating, girl? They got shrimp and a piece of tomato on some bread." Like, it was good. More than that. I guess I don't know what it's called, but like
that's designer food. Like, yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Like. Like, but she was like, "It's a piece of tomato on some bread." I don't really understand it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I was tripping out. But they had that shit advertised as a salad bar. They had a damn mashed potato bar. You get your mashed potato, you put your chives and bacon bits and all on your mashed potato shit. You know what I'm saying?
Your broccoli. I don't know what the fuck niggas put in mashed potato.
When they killing me, they had the little shrimp and crawfish, little etouffee you pour over the mashed potato. Oh! They had a whole section just for that. You know what I'm saying? Then in the middle with the soul food, the macaroni, the bean, you know what I'm saying? The soul food shit.
That shit sounds
like. They had the beef where they were cutting the real, you know what I'm saying? Lamb off the motherfucking bone.
Grilled outside.
That shit was out the chain, nigga. I went to that bit about 4 times. I got a salad, an appetizer.
Damn, you eating again?
Hey, look here, bro. That food was out the chain. I commend them niggas. I was like, crazy.
It's a good
I'm trying to see what. Like where not have been to that had like a bomb ass reception, but like the reception got to be dope, like you know what I'm saying, like that makes the wedding almost like you know
it is the wedding, like because when you go there you go into the wedding and the wedding 15 minutes, you know, like, you know what I'm saying,
that's why motherfucker be like how long you gonna be at the wedding? Shit, about
20
minutes.
I mean the wedding right there, the reception hour.
You really don't fuck with the people, you ain't gonna go to the reception anyway. So shit,
reception, like, I done seen some fucking done up air reception, like, bro. You know, you gotta sit there and wait till everybody get introduced, and they gotta dance and shit, like, man,
this shit is a part. This shit is like a part of receptions when I do them, though. 9 times out of 10, All right, so I got a setup for the wedding, yeah. You know what I'm saying, procedure or whatever. Got to set up for that. Then I got to go to the reception. Yeah. You started me? No.
Hell no, I'm not
kidding. They going to pay you, though.
Room.
Them bitches.
They pay you to play. Like, when I did with my mama, I want you to play this song.
Yeah. You got that shit queued up already.
Already.
Them niggas be getting you ready? Paid, though.
Boom. All you got, you ready?
Hey, that's all it take, like.
Hey, you ready for the other one? Especially if it's like some Greek shit.
You be
like
sleeping shit.
Like say up, like some deltas or some Qs something like that.
Mm. Like they gotta do a whole chant out, you know what I'm saying, before.
With the sisters and shit. I don't gotta come.
Man, they gonna circle that one motherfucking bride.
Yeah, they did that
and
shit.
Sing, yeah, yeah. And sing and goddamn rock and do hymnal. You know what I'm saying? That's no offense, like no offense. Man, they gonna sing the shit out of this shit, bro. And I don't do all
ain't
that.
Ain't hating on the Greeks.
Oh, you can't hang it on the Greeks, bro.
The
Greeks pay some of these bills, boy. Shout out to all the Greeks. Every last one of y'all.
The wedding should be like off the chain, but like it was this one DJ. He tried to do too much at the wedding. I was photography yet. He a DJ. He put a song on. He ran out of the crowd trying to holler some hoes and shit. Then like the music go off. You might be like, what a DJ? He down there hollering the bitch. He'll run up there and be like, my fault. You get it back started. He'll play another song and run back down there. I'm like, man, get this DJ. It's goofball and this motherfucker. Hey, but
you gotta have a playlist.
You heard some new music? Huh? You heard some new music?
Yeah, I heard some new tracks, man.
What's the new shit you hearing? You hear that Drake chant?
Yeah, I hear Drake. It's a nigga out there named P&D Rock.
Yeah. He decent, though.
Yeah.
But he one of them cats that's like, first time I heard him, I didn't hear him on the record. I heard him, talking like normal. He was just doing a little beat on his chest and shit, singing and shit. I'm like, this shit pretty dope. But, like, yeah, he dope. P&D Rock. You ever heard a nigga, Josh?
Nah, where you from?
Philly.
Okay, nah, I don't listen. That's what ARF and all the niggas from.
But he ain't a part of that kind of shit. He ain't on the street. He stay on the other side of town.
How you feel about the Double XL cover, bro? Like, how you feel about?
Let's pull this cover up.
Yeah, like the freshman class.
I fuck with it, man.
Man, we got all this technology.
Hell right nah.
But
this nigga told me the other day, you were like, man, two of these niggas.
Bruh, I'm telling you, bro, I don't like Lil Uzi Vert. I don't like Lil Herb. And I don't know who Anderson Park is. And Lil Yachty, he cool. Everybody else, 21 Savage, Lil Dicky, Designer, David East, Denzel Curry, Kodak Black, I liked them.
Okay.
I liked him. I don't like Lil Uzi. I don't know who Anderson Park is. Lil Herb. I don't know who that nigga is.
Okay. Lil G Herbo, that nigga with
Lil
Bibby.
G Herbo.
That's
Lil Herb.
Yeah, that's Lil Bibby. Like, G Herbo fuck with Lil Bibby.
Okay, yeah.
I fuck
with Lil Dicky, though. I think Dicky is really talented. In terms of like,
that's the going broke song, the cheap song.
Yeah,
you
say that money, but he got more music than that too though.
Like, they got OT Genesis.
Y'all heard his album with Snoop on the intro and shit.
Yeah, that shit
bumping.
Like he was like this shit right here, Polo. OT Genesis is not on there. Because all this nigga's song is
my god,
it's either push it, cut it.
They gonna be. It's always an it at the back. lick it like what.
Oh, you make the same song, OT Genesis.
They gonna be desperate then, yeah. And they put OT on there, like, we ain't got nobody.
Man, he been made it. I mean, he been a freshman. You ain't no freshman.
Let Uzi Vert short as fuck, though.
Did you see the, two things. Did you see the top DJ list, and did you see the, freshman list for Jackson? Did you happen to see that shit?
The freshman, you said the top DJ list?
And it was a freshman list in Jackson.
You're talking about, like artist-wise?
Yeah.
I think I took a glance at it. I don't think I really did.
You didn't see it? Did you see the top DJ list?
Who's on them?
I don't know. What niggas was saying, they had a big-ass argument about it. It was kind of biased.
Who had an argument?
It was like, you mean, you familiar with the hoodhippie.com?
Yeah.
Yeah, them niggas. Put it out. And shout out to my guy Malcolm and Will, lazy ass.
Yeah, shout out to
him. But they had a big ass argument about this shit. Like, it was like, I mean, of course, like T. Lewis won that bitch. He was like number two, though. T. T-Money was on that bitch. Like, it's just like, it
T-Money
was.
T-Money was like what? Number one.
I think T-Money might have been number
one. He was number one. T-Money was number one?
Yeah. T-Money was number one. It was Jossie. I don't know.
Okay.
We don't really credit our sources on here,
but y'all. I think
he was. We ain't got to be accurate. Fuck this kickback. But basically, it's just it was a couple niggas on there I didn't know. You know what I'm saying? Then there was a lot of niggas were like, yo, man, DJ Young Sean should have been on that bitch or some shit. Like, yeah. A lot of niggas was just like going ham. But
do you think your name should have been in that ring? Man, you know, for top DJ?
I ain't even tripping on that, bro. I feel like if we get money, bro, we get money. Like, yeah. I mean, like, I don't do it to just be like, all right, I need my recognition, bro. I love music. I want to put it out there so the people can hear it, bro. And I have an input on it. You know what I'm saying? Like,
what happened to recognition? Not to cut you off, yeah, but what happened to recognition?
They
y'all remember
they
that?
Had kids and shit. But you go, they have some
tracks out there.
Yeah, if you don't know,
recognition. Like, them niggas had to make it. Like,
but so you all about putting that good music out?
You all about making that money?
Is it like easy? It's about money, but you know what I'm saying. If you ain't got a love for music, bro, you doing it for the wrong reason.
How do you feel about? Okay, if let's say, where would you rank yourself as far as like DJs in Jackson?
Like,
you saw all this, you be like, I'm before that nigga. I know him for that nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, do you see like CeeLo like, okay, I pay him. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
you know
like saying? Niggas like that. Like, I mean, like, I respect all DJs, bro. Like, I just feel like you should represent yourself,
yeah,
just like you want to be. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you want to be a top nigga, you gotta.
Yeah.
So you gotta put in that work. If you ain't working on your shit on your spare time, bro, like, you really ain't no DJ. I don't feel like if you ain't trying to perfect your craft, you really ain't no DJ.
And see, like, DJ one of them things where it's not. You can't really put it in. I can't really just tell you if you were the best DJ. I don't know. Right. I don't know what consists of a good DJ.
Right.
I know, you know what I'm saying, like at the party, or he can scratch me well.
The party going.
I don't know what I'm saying. Either that or why DJ Khaled was a good DJ. He was a radio DJ when he first started. DJ Envy a good DJ. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what consists of a good DJ. I don't know personally. You know what
you
I'm
gotta
saying?
Host them tapes.
I know what sounds good.
You really ain't gotta host no tapes like talking about it, though. I mean, the whole mixtape thing is like, if the mixtape really is for the DJ. You know what I'm saying? To exhibit your music to his audience, you know what I'm saying? He breaking your record on his mixtape.
Yeah.
So if it's like, if your song ain't getting it, like, you really, I feel like right now, artists is putting out whole albums, bro, and calling them mixtapes, bro. Because they original beats, original lyrics, bro, but you put it out here for free.
Yeah. All right, two questions. What consists of, in your opinion, what consists of a good DJ?
A good DJ, I mean, you can blend.
Blending by mix. Blending two songs at once.
Blending it together. I mean, you can blend, mix. I mean, scratching. I mean, you can over scratch. You can scratch.
Can't producers blend too? Or people who make the beats blend?
It really ain't no blend. Like, I'm talking about, like, say, like a whole nother track. Like, I'm talking about, like, from a whole different type of artist.
Yeah,
like,
Young Thug on a different beat.
Like, I can mix some rap with gospel.
Yeah, you know what
I'm saying? Like, it's blending, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, matching tempos, you feel me? Like, BPM ratings and everything like that. Like, shit. Like, if you understand all it.
That's what makes a good DJ.
That's what makes a good DJ. You got to understand music, bro. Like,
Cause I wouldn't know what makes a good DJ. I'd just be like, yo, he's a DJ. And like, I don't know, like,
you gotta have an ear for what sound good.
Like, just think about it. Like, you can totally kill a party, like, with one button, bro. You like, if you turn it off, the party is killed.
Like, you gotta be constantly playing.
Like, you gotta, like, what happened to the music? You can't just boom, like just saying like the dude that was at the wedding, like,
it just stopped.
That free love, boom. I dream going out here, fuck with a bitch, and come back up here. Man,
they gonna have a nigga talking on the mic.
The DJ gonna walk out the damn.
Man, bro, they gonna be talking about free lunch. Like, they gonna be a fucking. Man, I don't go on
the
free.
You know,
run,
like,
bro.
You gotta keep the party going. Like,
you got a party going, ass nigga. Like, another thing you mentioned about mixtapes. I see a lot of niggas be like, I'm finna drop a mixtape. Then I drop the mixtape. Then my album finna drop. Like, I don't really understand it. Like, what? Yo, like, What, like, first of all, like, I'm not discrediting old artists and Jackson. Sense. No, I'm saying I'm not discrediting artists and Jackson, but, like, what makes your music an album if you're not really signed?
I mean,
you know what I'm saying?
Album, it's an whatever album you consider it to be.
Like, I ain't saying, like, it's whatever you consider it to be. Like,
but why would it be the album if you
don't put it out?
So you can say, I can put a music out right now. I got 13 tracks. I put it right now. I'm like, this is my album.
Yeah.
Like, why can I say that? Like,
shit, if you think it's your album. Like, people think, like, being in the game, getting people familiar with you first will draw them in to the point where they want to listen to your album. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's how I feel about it. You feel me? Because, like,
album probably be like a better quality of your work, too.
It's going to be like
this.
Like, just like, man, Migo. Man, Migo's first mixtape will have so many tracks on it. You can ride all the way to Atlanta and back and still be listening to
it. Hey, man, we got 25 tracks on this goddamn CD. Yeah.
You putting out a life story right now, man. Save some of them tracks.
I think that's one name of the song. Life Story or some shit.
Yeah. Everything. Like, bro, from everywhere y'all came from and y'all just.
But see, it'd be a lot of niggas around here that you'd be like, man, I'm finna drop my album tomorrow. I'd be like, you can call it whatever you want to call it. You know what I'm saying? You can call it whatever. It doesn't really matter because nobody's really going to, like, take you serious.
The thing is, like, you got to put your music in DJ's hands. I think people forgetting it. They think SoundCloud.
You got to fuck with the DJ.
Promoting it on Instagram and everything.
People, I went to one of them little seminars. They were talking about how the tables turned. It was
DJ meet and greet.
It was talking to, it's a rapper called 7:30. It was his DJ. But that basically was just like a, long story short, it was like a, he dope though. But basically, it was just like, I remember when the DJ was the rappers wanted to hang out with the DJ. They wanted the DJ. Now it's the opposite way. The DJ kind of wanted to be with the rap. You know what I'm saying? Like, the DJ made rapping cool, but now it's like, the rapper made the DJ cool. You know what I'm saying? Like,
this just like, boom, like, man, usually it was the DJ throwing the party. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Now DJs want to be hood niggas.
Yeah.
And shit, like.
They don't want to talk to nobody.
They throwing the parties. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like then the hood niggas become more popular than the DJ.
Yeah.
So you can pay him more than boom, boom, boom. Like, it's like a crescendo to a point.
Yeah.
But it's like, once you get to a common ground, bro, like, the DJ is always
just as important or more important than
us. It's more important. Yeah, man, you gotta put your music in the DJ's hand, bro. Instagram and Snapchat, that's y'all why. in the booth and everything.
We spend that shit, nigga.
I know you ain't coming to a DJ on a professional level to the point where they wanna fuck with you.
I feel you on that because I heard that before. Like, I know other DJs and, like, you know, we was just talking about, like, how rappers get on or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then, like, he was just saying basically what you were saying, like, their relationship. Like, you know, you got to have somebody out there, you know, feeding your shit to the public, feeling out the public, first of all. Because, like, a DJ, when you really, because, like, let's say, like, I read, I always say these niggas in Jackson Square, not everybody, but some of them booty.
Yeah.
Let's just say,
not booty, just not serious.
Yeah,
like,
and you can do this for 5 years, you gonna stop.
Yeah, and they give you a song that may be bumping or whatever, whatever. Yeah. But if the crowd don't like it, you can't be like, yeah, man, but I feel you, but your shit ain't like, you know what I'm saying?
Ain't what it need to be like. Yeah. If you ain't one of them people that can take criticism, bro, and like a
boom,
that'll make you look bad. Like, you just thought
it's not for you. You can't take criticism.
You feel me? Like, shit.
Nigga critique my shit on play. He be like, "Yeah, that color palette you chose, booty."
Yeah, you gotta go back to the drawing board.
We had Savvy on the show. Shout out to Savvy, and he was just like, when we was asking about the features, and he was like, "Man, look here, bro. If you ain't bumping, you ain't riding." I was asking about, we were asking how you pay for the features.
How the feature paper? Yeah,
like man, if you ain't features. Really bumping, you gotta pay me or some shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, basically, like,
if you popping, it's shit for free.
Exchanging kind of shit.
Yeah,
I do one because we both popping.
Right.
But if a square bar comes, like, hey man, you want to trade? I do one. You do one.
Nah, you got
$250. And that's funny because I do like graphic design, right?
Right.
And I just bought this paint right there from Kenneth. Yeah. And I was like, hey, man, you want to trade artwork? Like, you give me that, and I give you something else. But mind you, I don't paint. And I really have nothing for personal use, like, yeah, as far as painting. I do a lot of corporate shit. You know what I'm saying? So it was like, nothing for sale. He just looked at me like, nah. You know what I'm saying? Like, real honestly, you know what I'm saying? And I kind of felt that as far as, like, what Savvy was talking about. Yeah, he was like, man, you ain't really right. Like, you can't really just, like, I'm gonna charge you about 20. I'm gonna charge you money. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, does it go for DJs too? Like, you be like,
I mean,
I'm not gonna host your mixtape, nigga. Yeah, if you add,
but if they come with bread though, you gotta do.
You feel me? Like, but it's all about, like, you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna put my all into the mixtape, bro. Everything that I can do, I'm gonna do for you.
Every little piece.
Everything I can do.
I put my all into something. I do it. I put my all, but sometimes I do.
Because
like,
if I'm gonna fuck with the mixtape and I'm getting paid for it, I'm gonna charge. You know what I'm saying? That price gonna be
ride around listening.
That price gonna be into some spins. You know what I'm saying? In a part of that I may do. You know what I'm saying? All I gotta do is boom, boom, boom. Just show you that the people vibing to it. On social media and everything, you know what I'm saying? Just show you that I'm giving you your spin, and we got proof, you know what I'm saying? Like, any critic that think that this ain't worth it, is worth it.
So you do mixtape hosting?
Yeah, I do mixtape hosting.
What's that mixtape you host?
Man, I just hope one dude mixtape, Brian hosted a mixtape in like 2 years.
Yeah.
Like, he got hella views and everything on Hulk Share, but that's when Hulk Share was booming, and Spinrilla done took the show.
Like, I don't really see what's so good about Spinrilla, none of that shit.
Like, it's just a good name.
Because it's an app. It's my mixtapes. Like, y'all fuck with my mixtapes.
Yeah. It's an app, too. You know what I'm saying? But that's just going to be like live mixtapes and Dead Pill. You feel me? Like, it's going to be in that same type
Did
of
Did they shut live mixtapes down?
Man, Lil Nunn was on the back of that bitch, but his shit dropped.
So
he was on the back of that bitch.
It's just like, if I can pay you $12,000, I can be on all the mixtape sites. I'm gonna take that. You know what I'm saying? Like, that makes sense. You feel me? I'm on, when my shit supposed to drop, I'm on Spinrilla, Dead Pill, Live Mixtape, My Mixtape. I'm on the front cover.
So the more accounts you got, the more money.
The more chances you got for people to download your shit. If you on the radio, be like, boom, man, my shit, you can drop on every mixtape avenue, everywhere. If you tell them on any mixtape avenue, it's gonna be right there in your face.
Get an ad out in the paper. Everywhere.
Real quick, man, what's next for? I don't know what the entire Crown Me consists of. I just know a few of y'all. But what's next for Crown Me?
You know, these are my niggas.
I said him and Savvy, man. I'm just saying what's next for the Crown
Me. We just getting people familiar with the sound, man. Like, people need to get people's names right, and it ain't like people could be calling Savvy Suave and all types of shit.
Yeah,
man, Savvy,
nigga, like, the king of the little daddies.
Yo, so it's like,
it's Jun.
Just, man, get people familiar with the name and the sound, bro. That's all it's about, really. Yeah. Get familiar with the name, Crown Me. We got clothing, all of it. We got DJ. Man, we can host a mixtape, everything.
We need a collab on the shirt. We need to do a Kid Bad Crown Me shirt.
He just talking. He just.
I mean, we need to do something. I'm ready. That should be fresh. Yeah. I'll wear that bitch.
I'll definitely wear it.
You know what I'm saying? You got Polo Jones apparel.
Oh, shit. How would that shit cost to get this shit put on there?
Man, you can get it if you want a Polo Jones shirt, Crown Me shirt.
Yeah.
Instagram, DM me, Snapchat, all of it. It's gonna come straight to me.
Well, I'll shirt it. We ain't seen you in 2 years. He ain't bring no beer.
I ain't bring no beer.
He ain't bring a real life.
He bring shit.
He asked me for my life, man. Let me see your life.
We get the new car.
Man, I had wrecked my shit. I want to say that was before Christmas. Like, it probably was like.
How bad?
Man, I told it to you.
How you
wrecking,
man?
Like, what? Nah, hell no. Man, I swerved from hitting the deer, goddamn.
Oh, okay.
And then it was like two of them, so I was like, man, I'm finna hit this second one. Boom, one of them got that motherfucker got on down. I'm finna hit this second one, bro. I swerved and hit that. I'm like, fuck, you gotta go down. That motherfucker got, I'm talking about, like, it was like that, bro. That nigga just jumped out the way. I don't know how the fuck he did it.
Yeah.
Cause I gonna hit his ass, bro.
Bro, I hate deer, man. They ruin lives. Like, they just sit there and like, I'm gonna get his ass. Like,
you don't move. I think I killed like 2 deer. I like, man, I just saved somebody the car. That's it. That's all I think about.
And you got a new kind of next day? You got a new kind of next day?
Like, the next week.
For real?
Yeah.
No, how were them days without a car? That was terrible.
Bro, I live in the country.
Ooh.
Like, nobody know that you.
Man, come scoop me, man. Come scoop me,
bro. All my partners in Jackson.
Come scoop you. Oh, shit, nah, man. My baby mom's out here tripping.
I can't do it today.
I got that popcorn in the microwave. If I leave that bitch, you know.
Come on now.
What? Like,
nigga, make a video this week. Me, I'm a not answer phone ass nigga. Ain't gonna answer phone.
They already know, man.
Don't you hate that shit? But now I be respecting this shit though. Like, if you don't answer my phone, it's obvious you don't want to talk. It's you know, so I ain't gonna press the issue. Like,
but the thing about it, I wouldn't even ask nobody. Come on, yeah, I do, bro. I live in Kent, Mississippi, bro. Like, nah.
Polo, you got some show coming up, man?
Some show, man. I ain't really got too much going on, man. I'm just no really chilling. I'm just chilling.
If you want to, we need a drop for. Worth of Google, we change it from the bad bitch of the week.
Yeah.
Because
we trying to get more mature.
We need a lot of more drops.
It's called Worth of Google.
Yeah. I just got some drop deal. Like, it's this dude mess with. I forgot it. Stephen something.
We need to remodel.
Yeah,
like,
I know what you're talking about. Need a total makeover. I'm talking about it.
Like, hey, it's some podcasts out here, though, but they slick. They good. Yeah. But a lot of the podcasts out here really... We the only podcast to sit here and talk about shit like this.
Yeah,
a lot of podcasts, you know, they kind of, or you know, they real political or
what I be tripping on. I don't know, Red be feeling like this, but like when motherfuckers say that we the reason why they started some shit, like this shit be crazy here, man. Y'all was on before us, like we were listening to y'all before we started this shit. Like this shit crazy here.
But it's like, bro.
Putting
in
work.
And not to like gloat or anything. We are pretty good. Like, I literally just did this 30 minutes on top of my fucking head. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I had 2 notes.
We got
shows and new and pilot. That's all I got right there. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
but yeah, man, we gonna get into the show, man. You know, a lot of things have been going on, but you know, first thing we like to do, we like to get to know our guests, you know what I'm saying? Chop it up.
But we already know this nigga.
Yeah,
I know this nigga.
This nigga can go. He don't answer the phone. Shit.
I seen Polo at Popeye. He hit the. He swerved on about
the. He turned around for that. He thought I still had to file the box. We got to file the box. Did you see the pull out?
Hey, let me get the $5. We don't have that.
That's when you pull up at the end of the Popeye drive.
They'll catch y'all too.
Damn, I'm eating
up. They'll cut your ass off. Like, can I have the $5? We don't have it.
Like, they be happy too. They be chilling. Like, we got the $5 box. No more. Like,
let me hit y'all with
now. One of them had to sign that bitch. $5 box is not here anymore. They had to sign. Like,
some stop coming here. Asking.
You're like a curse, man.
That one of them good ass deals be there for. Limited everybody time
got
only.
Who got the best five before we get into the show?
Before we get into the show, I ain't gonna lie to you, bro. I don't want anybody to judge my eating habits. If you do, it's gonna be some dreadhead niggas in your mention.
Crystals.
But, hey, Crystal got the $10 yet. You get 12 crystals and 10 wings for
$10.
$10? 12 crystals, 10 wings, $10. McDonald's got the 5 for 2. You get 2, either a Big Mac or a quarter pounder or a fish fillet.
Hold on, that crystal shit. Hold on, what you say? You get 12 crystals and 10 wings for $10.
Yeah.
$10, man. Highway robbery. Man.
That's diarrhea
man.
Robbery.
Man, that shit's like going to do you.
Too high, nigga.
Don't eat crystals when your girl's sleeping over. But the McDonald's shit pretty decent. The Wendy's shit. Off the top, because Wendy's just tastes better than a lot of this shit. Yeah, Wendy's tastes more organic than
I ain't gonna lie, I had some Taco Bell got a $5.
See, I don't really do Taco Bell. But
you don't need to do it.
Yeah. I think Popeyes has the strongest. Popeyes and KFC got the strongest $5 shit.
Yeah.
The strongest. Because Popeyes, you get a breast, a wing, 2 sides. Like, you be like,
and a
biscuit. Yeah, you be like, $5. Like, you be like, I got a bunch of satisfied followers.
Everything.
I said when the 4 for 4 was popping.
That shit gonna be forever though.
They gonna kill. They killing it really. I ain't even gonna lie. Look that shit.
Bird King really got killing. the 5 for 4.
Man, see, but he need that dollar.
But see, Burger King, when I get Burger King, bro, I get Whoppers and shit. I don't really just get the regular, you know. And then if I do get the regular, it's still gonna be probably like under $5. Mm-hmm. So it, that shit ain't really. But the bacon and cheeseburger, that shit like $2.19.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like you
gotta get the coupon.
Yeah, you winning with the motherfucking 5 for 4.
But winners got the best 4 for 4.
Man, I say Popeyes.
Oh yeah, it's Pop. Well, Popeyes be in and out and shit.
But it's funny how they competing though. Like, they really competing and shit. And we just
Sonic
like,
got a 5 for 5. I was looking at this shit.
Yeah. Sonic's so fucking weak, bro.
Sonic slick good.
Man, they got a damn bacon, egg, and cheese toast.
Where you go for? Five. Where you go for fast food breakfast?
Breakfast fast food now.
Breakfast fast food. See, I
Burger King,
Waffle House.
That ain't fast food, nigga.
They
like,
really
talking
about McDonald's, Burger King.
Burger King, go ahead.
Crystal got the sunrises.
Yeah, I fuck with Crystal.
The two for four croissants go live. Like, them bitches the truth.
Yeah, they flaky and shit.
But yeah, man, I'm hungry. I'm high.
Order some pizza.
I had pizza last night.
But yeah, I'm man. Sorry. Y'all ready to get into the show?
Yeah, bro.
We slicked already touched one topic when we was talking about the Double XL list, but yeah. This is my final thoughts on that. Like, I fuck with the artists that they chose, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, everybody got their feelings and shit hurt. Like, I seen a lot of push for Lil Lonnie. Like, you know, it's a couple niggas that they overlooked.
Nigga, with Lil Lonnie was pushing on Double XL?
Now, yeah, like, you know, people on Twitter, like, you know, with Jackson Twitter, like, man, I wish Lil Lana was, you know what I'm saying?
But you gotta understand the capacity of XXL, though. XXL, like, it's not just a state-based.
Yeah. These nationwide.
Niggas, we know about Lil Yachty, he from Atlanta. We know about Lil Vert, he from, I don't
Pennsylvania,
know. Pennsylvania. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, we know about these guys, like.
I feel like all their music should have been pushed out the gate if we, they were gonna make that push.
I can't wait till the freestyle. Like, the freestyle gonna be horrible.
You think so?
Yeah, because Yachty can't rap. Lil Uzi can't rap. Dave Eastside. Like, I don't know who the fuck Anderson Park. You know what I'm saying? Like,
Google Anderson Park. You know what I'm saying? Like, stop saying that.
The freestyle going to be whack as shit. Last year, we had, like, Chance, Kevin Gates. You know,
that shit was whack.
Vic Mensine. You know, he like, yo, this
that was rap. 2 years ago.
Whatever. But it still was like, them niggas can rap. Yeah. But this time, we be like, oh, we know Lil Yachty can't rap. But Lil, you know what I'm saying? Like, we know he can't rap.
But like,
they gotta do a cipher and a freestyle.
But like, I think I
y'all talk amongst yourselves.
I fuck with who they chose. You know, Lil Dicky, we gonna save their money. We dope. You know what I'm saying? Like, any artist you think is slept on right now, they should get some more love. You know, out there.
But shit,
I'm asking. Like, do you think it's an artist out there? Like, you know, you can, of course, you can keep it in Mississippi, but somebody with a relative name, I guess, that you think getting slept on.
I mean, really getting slipped on shit, like, man, Crit is really slipped on to me, you know.
Has Crit been on Double XL?
I don't think so.
Damn, that hit hard right through. That, like,
Crit make Double XL?
Yeah, Big Crit made him when he was Yellow Wolf and shit like that.
Okay, that was 2010.
Yeah, it was
Okay, yeah, so Crit was on
his
head.
Yeah,
Glass House was bumping and shit.
Yeah, I'm tripping. Look,
did they go make it?
Under Influence.
Yeah. I don't think so. Dej Lo, I think she did.
Yeah, she did. I know she did.
But hey, yeah. Anybody who you think is slipped on already in the rap game?
Anybody XXL slipped on? I think they pretty much got it. I'm still a little skeptical about Designer.
Yeah, that video was booty.
Yeah, but I'm sure a lot of people. I can't really think off the top of my head, but I'm sure there's a lot of people that I'd rather see in that bitch.
Shout out to Lil Kodak. I ain't like that video. Him Prince Montana.
Man, Kodak.
That nigga's arm fucked up and shit.
Yeah, a lot of y'all.
I'm gonna get my hair like that.
I can't not, but he's like, you know, he doing on it.
He on drugs?
No, he doing a little the big thick ass dreads.
Oh, okay, that what he doing?
Yeah, if he just grow out, be thick as shit. That's what he doing. Like, you thought he was just getting a little puff ball?
Yeah.
Nah. That's what Florida niggas do.
Yeah.
Nigga from Florida.
I might do that shit. It's too late.
but the freshman class that Creed on, bro, like.
Yeah, who
like,
is it? Was it
Yellow? Bro, it was it was Meek Mill, Crit. What it is? Shy the Prince.
Yeah, Shy.
Lil Twist, Yellow Wolf.
Fuck Lil Twist.
Fred the Godson.
But and think about all the people.
Mac Miller, YG, Lil B, Kendrick Lamar. I fuck with Diggy Simmons.
Oh, so right, you just said six names: Diggy Simmons, YG, Big Crit, Meek Mill.
Yellow Wolf.
Who was you saying?
Kendrick Lamar.
Kendrick Lamar.
YG.
I already
said
YG.
Lil B.
Well, you really said five names. that made it out of that whole list you just said.
Would be five that make it. Yeah, 21 yeah. Bumping to me. Like, I fuck with 21.
Savage?
Yes.
Like, I'm not saying he's not bumping, but I'm saying, like, you remember Peel, the nigga who used to rap for MMG?
Yeah, he got a song with Leo.
He was on the thing, but I never heard of the song for that nigga. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, never. He was on the
thing. You ain't from Florida. He a Florida nigga.
I never heard a song from this nigga, Josh. I never heard a song. And he was on the freshman list.
But the thing about it is, bro, it's like, man, when you think about just music, bro, it's more rappers than fans. Yeah. Like, man,
how can we have a society of music that's more rappers than fans?
Bro, it's more rappers than fans. Like, if you go on anybody, like, odd ass Twitter, Instagram page, bro, they're going to have a link to SoundCloud on
it. Hey, while a minute, let me plug my mixtape. Shit. It's all me coming to stores near you.
2010 was a dope one.
What was 2010?
They had J. Cole, Nipsey Hussle, Wiz. J-Rock, Freddie Gibbs, Big Sean. I'm trying to see 2009 was dope. They had Asher Roth, B.O.B. Wale.
Asher Roth been putting us since college. On everything.
I'm trying to see what. I know they had Currents on there.
Alright, so how y'all feel about these motherfucking Warriors finna beat the shit out of these Cavs. I think personally we need to come together as a whole and just like tell LeBron that you're just not that good. You're not that
LeBron,
good.
This how I feel, man. LeBron is great, man. Probably not. When he retired, cause Draymond back, like, you know,
but Bogut out, right?
You need somebody to go defend LeBron, like.
So Bogut don't matter.
Yeah, basically he don't play that much anyway. But what I'm trying to say is like LeBron is great, bro. Like everybody need to lay off this dude, you know. As far as like every time he make it to the finals, it's always his legacy this or his legacy that. Like, and when at the end of that, this nigga, who have you seen that's better than him besides Jordan, the greats of all time? Kobe. Like this nigga. That's debatable. Well, Kobe got five rings. Yeah, but I'm just saying individually, as far as the overall game, like this nigga impact the game in so many ways. Like, it's crazy. Like, Kobe had Shaq for three. LeBron had Mo Williams and Larry Hughes and them and shit.
For two of his shit. He had Dwayne Wade.
And Chris Bosh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, but it doesn't matter who you got. I just think personally, like.
But Haslam really was. That nigga way out. Have him come in there.
Yeah, Ray Allen.
But I think it takes a certain type of nigga to just like do what LeBron James done did. You know what I'm saying? But
you gotta get the truth.
Like, man, but LeBron do so much, and Kevin Love is not doing shit. I'd be like, damn, bro, like that's fucked up. And Mr. 80 million,
Tristan Thompson,
Mr. 80 million. You be like, nigga, hey, if you miss a free throw, nigga, we like, come on, 80 million. I ain't gonna do that 80 million. But I still think Curry is nowhere near as good one-on-one as Kyrie, and Curry is nowhere as good as anything going on with the Cleveland Cavaliers, but this nigga team, and they going to shoot shot that bitch, and they going to win that.
Curry slick, man.
They know what's their strong points. They know what they can and can't do. Like motherfucker like J.R., I can do everything. Steph, I can't do that. But I can do this, and this can help us win.
Every time the Warriors lose, it'd be like an anomaly. Like, they'll go 0-20 from 3 or some shit. Like, it'd be like some crazy shit. Like, you know, the Warriors is not finna miss 23. Like, you know, 23.
Not even that game. They lost 9 games. They lose one game. Fine. They lose the second game. Okay, the third game they're not gonna lose. You know what I mean? Like they lost nine games. Like you can say that and add it to this playoff. Like the third game, they not gonna lose three games in a row, bro. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like it don't matter what happens. Like if they off, they off. But they're not gonna lose three games.
Yeah, like Steph that gas though. Like when people say he ain't as good as LeBron or who the best player in the league, it's like it's a different time.
He gotta be a good LeBron. He'll have more rings than LeBron.
Yeah, well, he finna tie LeBron in rings.
He gonna win it next year too, my nigga. Like, shit, like this is a three-peat. Yeah. This is a three-peat. This ain't going nowhere. You know what I'm saying?
That's how you feel? Lights can't, they finna turn up?
It's a three-peat, yeah. They ain't going anywhere. But, Kobe won three in a row. I think everybody good ran three in a row, except LeBron.
The Spurs never won three in a row.
They really not, you know.
The Celtics, when they were cold, they ain't win three in a row.
They not LeBron. They not Kobe or Michael. You know,
the Heat was the truth.
They won two in a row, right?
Yeah.
See, they not LeBron. I mean, they not Kobe or Michael. Like.
But who you think going to win, Polo? You think going to go Celtics? Man,
they going to go Celtics.
Like, you think so?
They just think because they rigged. That shit rigged. It going Celtics, bro. Like I was looking on ESPN, he's talking about like there's a lot of people to put into a monopoly, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. To make the shit go 7 games or whatever, but like then it can happen. You know what I'm saying? It's enough money. It's enough money out here. If this many people come to this town, bro, at this amount of time, at this rate right now,
yeah.
Back to back, they gotta get rooms back to back, they gotta travel on our street.
I think it's like promoting the league because like everybody, that's why the NFL king, because like the NFL rule headlines like year round, like it's the off season and like true. Oh what this nigga this he in it. Like you know what I'm saying, the NBA in every sport beside NFL it's a dub period, and I think the longer the series going, the longer the NBA on everybody's mind. Then like I was telling Red the other day, he was like at the basketball, I'm gonna hate, you know, life or whatever, because, you know, ain't gonna be no sport. But I would like the Olympics, like Rio, like, you know, the
Olympics happened in 4 years.
It happened 2012. What year this is?
No, it didn't. It happened.
The world, the
it happened
US
2014.
Soccer. No, it didn't.
It happened
bro.
2010, 2014, the next one was in 2018.
The US soccer, when they went to.
They qualifying. They're not, and it's not it's the Olympics. They're not really in the Olympics. They qualifying for it.
They play basketball this year, though.
No, they don't. Basketball is every 4 years, too.
This the Olympics. What's going on in Rio?
It's the Olympics, but it's not the LeBron James and Olympics. It's like the F some. Like, you know when LeBron James, Kevin Durant, all get on one team, the Olympics?
This is the USA team. Like, Russell Westbrook, James, them the call.
Okay, this might be the NBA Olympics, but this is not the soccer Olympics. The soccer Olympics is every 4 years. And it was 2010, 2014, next one will be 2018. They're qualifying right now for soccer.
Yeah.
But I don't know really much about basketball to be. Are they in the Olympics in basketball right now?
Yeah.
I thought they were 4 years.
I mean, like, that's what I heard, man. Like, that's what's going on. It's real.
Yeah.
You heard about Rio, then. Like, they don't want to go out there because of the Zika virus and the plumber bad. Like, it's sewage and shit. It's sewage and shit in the street and shit. Like, man, it's bad.
What you think they're going to do when Stephen A, not Stephen A, Skip Lee.
It's first day still gonna be bumping.
Who gonna be on there?
It don't even really matter.
I watch it for Skip Bayless.
Stephen A do all the talking though.
No. I mean, they both do the equal amount of talking. Like,
Skip Bayless say what he gotta say and get on down. Man, Stephen A be
okay,
a world
okay,
star
so,
shit.
So he just gonna say we gotta say and get on down or?
They probably have like, I wanna see Jalen Rose or somebody.
Fuck no. It can't be two niggas. It gotta be somebody. And a black, and the little black chick with the curly hair. Hell no.
It gotta be somebody is by.
It can't. That
his
hair has got two niggas.
It's a girl in there. It's his hair.
So it can't be two niggas. All the way it can be two niggas is that opposite shit. It can't be two niggas.
It can't be two niggas. Period. I want a Hispanic on that bitch. I want
his and hers, both of them black.
The nigga from the what that is?
I want some motherfucking body just like.
What about the Hispanic dude from
Dan Levitard from Highly Questionable? You know that man, is
the nigga who do the main nigga, right?
Yeah.
That's cool, but then again, you can't really play Skip Bayless. You know what I'm saying?
Like, he created that shit.
Yeah, he just say outlandish shit and just to get Stephen riled up, and he just like Stephen react,
trying to snap, bro.
Cause he was the main dude behind LeBron. Mm-hmm. LeBron, he won King James and shit. He was the main nigga on his ass. He was behind the Tebow shit. Like, I don't know if y'all remember that when Tim Tebow turned up for one season.
Tim Tebow be doing talks. I seen on the radio, he was finna do a talking Jackson. I was like, ain't this nigga put me in the league?
That nigga out of there, bro. Like, they can still call him, you feel me? Mm-hmm. But
he's still in shape and shit.
Man, I can't stay in shape with no shit like that. They may not call. They just may not call.
Yeah, I don't fuck with that shit.
They drafting these young ass niggas day and day. Mm-hmm.
I want to get drafted to the league, man. You think it's all with?
Man,
you can't go to a combine.
See what you got. Like, this thing just ran a 4-4.
What you run? I ain't running fast.
Like, I was running, I got tired.
It would that soon in that foot. If you run over a 4-5, now you gotta go into the park. What you play a
position? Now I play a corner.
Yeah, it gotta be 4-4.
Nigga Polo trying to fuck with
it. It gotta be 4-4. Like, shit. They what I'm amazing.
How many minutes I get?
Yeah.
What you mean?
When you playing corner.
How many minutes I get?
Yeah, were you a starter? Play? Were you a starter?
I played.
So you a starter?
I played.
That's all that matters. The exercise.
But, let's change the subject. I know y'all, it's been all over the news, and, you know, we don't want to, you know, be those guys, but, you know, I think it's relevant, you know, it's what's happening now as far as the news cycle, and, you know, I just want to get y'all opinions on how y'all feel, and then we got a homegirl out there, Danielle, stay out there, man. I was texting her, like, y'all see the turned up, and she was like, I'm safe, though, you know what I'm saying, but the Orlando shooting, bro, like, you know what I'm saying? Basically, it was a homophobe and went into a club and sprayed that bitch up. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Over 50 dead, you know, over 50 injured. And, you know, it was really just like a messed up situation. And, of course, the conspiracy theory is going to come out and say, oh, he with ISIS and, you know, he with this or with this. But this how I feel about it. This how I sum all that up, though, you know. I think everybody in this country is entitled to their own opinion. Like, you know, personally, I don't have no problem with gay people, you know what I'm saying? Y'all do this. It doesn't matter to me if how you take it, you know, how you had sex. But, like, I think, you know, yeah, like, I don't give a fuck. Like, if you can program,
take it in the ass. If you take anything, you're gay.
If you can program this computer better than the straight nigga, I'ma choose you. Yeah, like, I don't give a fuck about this shit. But, like, everybody ain't me, and you know what I'm saying. I think it's getting to a point now where it's getting out of control. Where, like, a motherfucker, it's nowhere near the civil rights movement.
But
it's like, to kill somebody over their sexual orientation, their sexual preference is stupid to me. And, like, now it's getting out of control because it's like, damn, like, this, that, I feel as though it's a hate crime. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I don't like you because you're gay. Like, you're killing people. See, now, that's when it's something totally different. Like,
I want to say it was a hate crime. I want to say all that. But at the same time, I think they got evidence back that it was a hate crime. But at the end of the day, it's like, man, whenever you shed that many bodies, when you shed that many losses, bro, like, you really don't even, why don't even really pertain anymore. You know what I'm saying? Like, why you do this? You know what I'm saying? Like, to me, it's just like, you just like poking a dead horse. You know what I'm saying? Like, it doesn't really matter why. You know what I'm saying? They dead. You know what I'm saying? They said you was riding that
what
bitch.
What security?
They said he was shooting niggas on the floor that was dead already. You know what I'm saying? Like, steady shooting them. You know what I'm saying? Like, why does it even really matter anymore?
That's so scary. And then, like, the Snapchat videos being released and shit now, people doing interviews, and, like, that shit's scary as hell. Yes. Like, what if somebody, like, you know, I'm not gay, but what if I, you know, I have a homegirl who, you know,
everybody in the gay club, one gay.
Yeah, know what I'm saying? Like, what's up? Like, come with me, and I'm in Atlanta. I'll be like, all right, shit, I'm somewhere high. Yeah.
Shots rang, y'all. You, man. And, but my thing is, bro, like, I understand, like, how you can shoot a lot of people with a gun, but, like,
what?
Ain't nobody, like, come up at your ass, like, put you in a crossface chicken wing chokehold or nothing like that.
This nigga got a gun.
But after you kill so many people, it's like 9/11. They had box cutters. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on now, bro. Like, as a people, we gotta do better.
It's a difference between a box cutter and an assault rifle.
But no, is it? Because they still crash. Hell them up. Yeah, they still. They still
try to rob me with a box cutter,
nigga. Try to blow up two twin towers with a box cutter. They did, like, you know what I'm saying. It doesn't matter the weapon, nigga. Just, you know what I'm saying. Automatically just scared. Like, it doesn't matter what you use. Like, you can have a fucking 9mm every 12 rounds. You gotta reload that bitch. You know what I'm saying? Like, a nigga still just running. Like, nah, man, pick a brick up and hit that bitch. Like, get a bottle and smash that. Like, moment, somebody gotta do something. Like, you cannot just keep shooting niggas. You know what I'm saying? Like,
bro, this nigga got body armor.
He had body armor.
How else? I know he ain't going that bitch like, look at my face. Like,
if he had body armor, then
something to kill everybody. Like,
but the thing about it is,
he had to be in disguise or some
whatever
shit.
The case may be, if me personally, if a nigga got. If nigga just shooting the club up, and as soon as he takes time to reload, and I'm available to crack a fucking Ciroc bottle across his skull, I would take that chance. He was shooting niggas that was dead already. I'm going to die. Like, it doesn't really matter.
It's going to be over.
He's shooting niggas like.
So you going to go out honorably. Nigga. You going to be that nigga.
Man, I'm going to try to take this nigga out, bro. Just like 9/11, bro. Nigga had a box cutter. Anybody want to do shit? Like, man, come on, man. Let's just pick this nigga up and. I don't like
both of these are tragedies, but it's just like, and like, you know, with all due respect, but like, I feel as though like you would have to do something with a box cutter is totally different than a assault rifle, bro.
But
like,
they still
the chances of you dying
they still
are higher.
They still kill way more people with a box cutter than an AR-15. Like, what a box cutter.
But that was in a closed environment.
It doesn't really matter. It doesn't really matter. If you saw a nigga with a box cutter now, you'd be like, man, you don't put that damn right down.
So in 2001, people was like, box cutters was like.
He had no gun. He had a box cutter. It was a fucking box cutter. Now he got a gun. Now, you know what I'm saying? Like, he killed 50 people. This nigga had a box cutter and killed thousands of people. Think
Wrecked
about it,
the
bro.
Whole country.
Huh?
With a box cutter.
What the fucking, they was like, he was going through security. They was like, was that a box cutter? What you gonna do? Blow up the tower with a box cutter? You
know what I'm saying? That nigga
like,
fired.
Nigga, if you pull that bitch out, I'm a Stone Cold stunning your ass. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm gonna throw your ass out the window. You know what I'm saying? Like, but you know, I remember
this Dave Chappelle skit, bro. And it was, he would trip me out. Like, he said he was in a hostage situation or something. Like, and then, like, it was a bunch of white people on the bus. And then he said it was him, and it was this African. Like, he was this black-ass African. And then, like, when the nigga was like, everybody get on the floor, like. And then, like, he said the black dude, like, looked dead at him and, like, did, like, a nod. And he was like, Dave Chappelle, like, he was like, I knew what the fuck he meant by, like, that moment, like. And then, like, I think Dave was, like, he was tripping out because he was, like, the white guys were, like, hey, we're gonna try to jump this guy. We're gonna try to subdue him. Like, him and the African, like, man, we finna get the fuck up out of this bitch. Like, you know, we trying to escape. Like, you know what I'm saying? So,
nah, I feel you on that, but man, look at you. This shit come down to it, you. Now, you drunk as a motherfucker in the club. You having a good time. You like, that bitch is trying to something. You know what I'm saying? Well, it's a gay club, but whatever. Like, you just like lit. Bow, bow. Oh, shit. You drunk as a motherfucker.
Yo, it's trying to, this fucked
you
up.
You looked
man.
Inside nigga's shoulder, go, like, dang, he just like, you know what I'm saying?
It's not funny. It's fucked up. Nah, like, the movie gonna be cold.
Oh, yeah, the Atlanta movie.
Man. Yeah.
the moment starting to.
Yeah. But it's really a fucked up situation, man. Long story short, it's not like it's to take somebody's life is like, in my opinion, the ultimate crime. Like, you taking somebody's life for something that they believe in or don't believe in, it's crazy to me. Like, I just don't get that. This shit baffles me.
It's just slick sad, bro.
Yeah. But because everybody know people who gay.
All right, but this shit kind of off the record. Not really off the record, but like, you know how you said, like, they say no sin is greater than the other one?
Yeah.
So, if
it's
I have.
Loss of life,
but I'm saying, so if I have six, all right, that's a sin. But I just killed 50 motherfuckers.
Yeah.
And wounded 53?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
You mean to tell me like I'm still all right with God? I'm just thinking like, all right.
I just feel that God know your heart.
Yeah, but
what if you in heaven and be like?
But yeah, they say
what he doing here, Jesus? Like,
Who is that nigga questioning Jesus? What he doing? You barely, man. Nigga, like, it's the grace of God you in here with me. But
it's crazy, though, man.
But Josh, man, we got the work for Google coming up, bro.
Hell yeah, we got the work for Google. You know, we should.
I'm anxious to find out who this motherfucker is.
We should have gave it to her last week when her guy got out of jail. You know what I'm saying? I'm giving it to her because I respect the fact that she held it down while her dude was locked up. You know what I'm saying? A lot of females, when they do locked up or struggling or some shit, they'll go south on their head real quick. But the fact that she kept the 100, he said that she was the first lady that he saw when he got out. Worth the Google this week is Keisha Dior. Ooh. And everybody need one in that corner, a down ass bitch that gonna hold the bell. Yeah, that's gonna hold the bell money. True. Why I'm finna go away for 3 years? Like, she got the money. Like, get me out. Like, everybody need a down ass female in that corner. There you go.
Yo, if y'all ain't heard it, bro, Keith's doing work at Google. That's Gucci, main.
Squeeze.
Yeah, he be cheating on her though.
In every song,
Lil Wayne had a seizure too, bro. Like,
oh yeah,
you're right, Lil Wayne. Yeah, it'd be stupid shit. It'd be like Lil Wayne, man.
If Tupac was alive, he'd rap about it.
Man, somebody was like, man, I seen they do like repaint Celine. Be like, man,
his seizure shit scary.
Repaint Celine.
Nah, but they said Lil Wayne had epilepsy when he was little though.
Just why he looked like that.
But nah, bro, the nigga be drinking out of that fucking lane thinking, you drink lane, Polo? Yeah, I'd like to hear, bro, like, now I ain't gonna say, you know, have a good time in your life, but I'm saying, like, bro, lean is not the great. It's not. I can find you a drug that don't do. Like, niggas overdose on lean, bro.
Yeah. You can't overdose on weed.
No. Never in the history.
If you can, I wanna try.
Never in the history. Nigga them has a nigga OD'd on weed.
But yo, Red.
Yo.
I think it's about that time that we talk about this new app that's out there, man. You know, this new app that we got for the podcast community.
Do you mean the new app that connects you to local area podcasts?
Yes, sir. That's the app I'm mentioning, or I'm referring to. But yeah, the Satchel app, this SATCHEL, is the app that was created by Bo York and his team. And the significance of this app is free. It's a podcast player. It's a podcast player. I'm tripping. I'm sorry. It's a podcast player that removes barriers between podcasters and listeners. And one of the cool things, well, two of the cool things, rather, about the podcast app is that you can find local podcasts, and you can also support it, you know, via using the app.
I got that. It's funny because I downloaded it when it came out. Satchel even lets you donate to your favorite podcast, whether it's the Ruggish Gent, Token Talk, Cover Hits of Beat Down, and many more of your favorite local podcasts in the Jackson area.
Yeah. And it's also available on Apple and Android mobile devices. To learn more, what I would suggest you to do is to visit satchelplayer.com. And once again, it's SATCHEL player.com. And shout out to the Pie Father, Bo York.
Yo, shout out to the Pie Father,
Bo. We're getting better with it.
Yo, I appreciate y'all boys from listening. Polo, I appreciate you stopping through this motherfucker, showing your face, bro.
Man, you already know, bro. I'm going to be back, man. Nah, for real this time.
Something that gets you with you when you come back.
That motherfucker Polo don't even fuck with your boy.
Real life be happening for a nigga to get back to where they was at first.
Give me your upcoming show, whether you want to plug in.
Yeah, man. Snapchat.
We got a lot of listeners.
I mean, bro. Shit, everybody been working, bro. Shit, they done stepped up in this motherfucker, bro. I've been gone for a long time. Like, they done cut their hair, done grew their hair, all types of shit. But goddamn, nah, you can follow me on all social networks, man. Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter at PoloJones601. I don't really be on Facebook like that, but Facebook Al Polo Jones. Yeah. If you want to get at me, man, send me some tracks, man. DJPoloJones@gmail.com. Got the Crown Me DJ mixtape series coming out. Just stay tuned for that. Stay tuned for that, man. I'm going to put mixtapes under construction on my IG and everything. So y'all just hit me up with tracks. I'll let y'all know what's what. Man, that's about it. Book of Savage chapter 2 out, man.
Yo, Book of Savage chapter 2. Shout out my nigga Savage, little daddy. Yeah. But nah, I appreciate you stopping through this motherfucker and wasting your time with us.
I'm sure he said he was off today, so he ain't mind fucking off.
I'm sure there's a lot of shit you could have been doing. Yeah.
I was at the goddamn. I was at offbeat, goddamn.
Right, shout out to offbeat, too. This spot's golden.
Yeah.
But it's been a good one. Y'all already heard it, man. If y'all don't, man, download this Satchel podcast player. Y'all can find me everywhere. Jordan Red. Y'all already know me. Jordan Red _.
And this your boy Jamar Fresh. Everything Jamar Fresh.
It's your boy Jay Red. Say yeah, man.
Yeah.